the solution to this. A lot has been happening. It happened with new tribes. It happened in Brazil. It was happening in my life and a lot of other people I run into, that almost 30 years ago, God started shaking us and saying, communicate, communicate, get out of the box and reach the people. And when we meet others and saying, you were doing it too, I didn't know it had a name, but that's what we were doing, chronological Bible storytelling. At Amsterdam 2000, there were it's a big room with lots of round tables, and one table had table 71 on it. And at table 71, there was a gathering, Wycliffe and Southern Baptist, IMB, and they had the Jesus film, people were there, Dawn Ministries, and YWAM, a lot of movers and shakers, large ministries. And they said, we've got to do something. We are not reaching the 1040. We target it, but they're not understanding what can we do to reach the oral communicators. And the agreement was this chronological Bible storytelling. And it's not unusual that they would come to that conclusion. The Bible is 75% narrative or stories, 15% poetry, and 10% expositional. And yet, what do we have in the West? Topical expositional teaching. Is that wrong? No, it's not wrong. The Bible is 10% of that. But we think we're the 10%, I think. And I ask you, what do you remember from church Sunday? The 3 points of the sermon or the story that was used to illustrate? We remember stories. We hang information on stories. It's wonderful when you look at the Bible all through the New Testament. Jesus and the other writers would say, as it is written, as it is written. You always tie the stories into the Word of God, but you don't necessarily take the beautiful butterfly of truth of a story and dissect it and analyze how many veins are in it, and then wonder why people aren't responding with their heart and with their lives.